Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fem Industries Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Manuja. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 conference call of Fem Industries Limited. We will start the call with an initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for questions and answers. So without much delay, now I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings call of the Fem Industries. Joining me today on this call are Rahul Jain, Joint Managing Director; Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director; Vineet Sahni, CEO and Director; Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary; O.P. Gupta, CFO; and other members of the finance team. The investor presentations and the results have been published on both the company website and the stock exchange. I trust that all of you must have reviewed the same. The Indian economy continues to maintain a strong growth trajectory. As per the Reserve Bank of India, the real GDP for FY24 is expected to increase by 7.3% on a year-on-year basis. This growth rate surpasses previous forecasts by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank, which were set around 7% and 6.3% respectively. Despite global challenges, the Indian economy has been able to grow at a strong pace, supported by the domestic demand, capital investment, and pickup in the private sector investment. Fem Industries continues to deliver solid performance and has posted a 10.3% increase in the net sales to rupees 483 crores in Q3 FY24. I am pleased to report a strong 26% jump in PAT on a year-on-year basis to rupees 40 crores.
There are more than 20 parties in the conference.
For the Q3 of the current financial year, two-wheeler growth industries have registered a robust growth with a production volume of 5.5 million units. We are seeing revival in the rural demand and consumer spending and expect the strong demand to continue in Q4 of the current year. On the electric vehicle front, the government has recently announced a significant boost to the fund allotted to the FAME II subsidy. An additional rupees 1,500 crores outlay has been given, which should help the EV industries. During the quarter, EV volume increased to 2.4 lakh units as compared to 1.8 lakh in the previous quarter. This is a 34% increase as compared to the quarter two. We are strongly positioned in the EV market and continue to outpace market trends. I am delighted to announce that your company has made a breakthrough in the four-wheeler passenger car segment. It has been selected a supplier for the full LED headlamp for a high-end European car. The company has received the purchase order along with the advances. Further, we have already commenced design and development of the same. We have also made significant progress with the passenger car OEMs in India, some of them in the final stages. This is the first big step towards our journey in the passenger car segment. Further, as you are aware that our board of directors have recommended a bonus share in the ratio of 1:1 to reward our esteemed shareholders. Your company is always committed to enhance the shareholder's value. I now hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performances.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I am presenting numbers for third quarter ended December 23. The company has registered a sales of rupees 483.11 crores in Q3 FY24 in comparison to rupees 437.9 crores in same quarter last year, which is a growth of 10.32%. The EBITDA for Q3 FY24 is rupees 64.49 crore, translating into margin of 13.35% as compared to an EBITDA of rupees 59.63 crore, that is 13.62% in Q3 of previous financial year. PAT increased by 25.86% to rupees 40.3 crore as compared to rupees 32.02 crore in corresponding quarter of FY23. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of rupees 20.61 crore. Capex for 9 month period ended December 23 is rupees 71.76 crore. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ashin Modi from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations, sir, for this new breakthrough in the four-wheeler segment that we have got. So I would like you to talk more about, business and what was the technology spend which was required and what sort of margins do we expect in this business, and also, what sort of a capex into, capacity and technology do we expect in the four-wheeler business going ahead?
Yeah, thank you. I'm Vineet Sahni this side, and thank you for your question. See, this is a full LED headlamp, which involves the latest technology. And as we had shared in the past, we had started this journey by creating the infrastructure for four-wheeler, and we opened our Pune design office also. So we had hired the necessary resources. So this development is being done at PM Industry by our own team. And we are working out the numbers, but Currently, we'll be using our existing capacities and no further capex is required for this particular business.
Given the fact that it's an export order, it will be quite incremental on the margin front. Any guidance or anything over there?
Not at this moment, because the product is at the design and development stage. So we will be updating appropriately in future.
Is there any timelines on when this would start picking up?
So this will pick up in the quarter four and beyond.
Starting quarter four
next year. Yeah, it will go from quarter four of next financial year and beyond, because the development lead time for such product is high.
Sure. Is there any thoughts on any sort of technology licensing or any sort of JV we look to do going forward in this space, or do we continue to expect it to do all the things in house only?
So we will do all the things in-house, and wherever external supports are required, we have outsourced agencies who would help us. But the responsibility is with CM Industries, and we will do the development ourselves.
Sure, sir. Thanks. My next question is regarding the customer, two-wheeler customer-wise sales. So we have seen a pickup on quarter-on-quarter in Yamaha versus Yamaha production number. So any new business that has picked up with Yamaha during the quarter?
Rajesh will answer this question, please.
Yes, there is an additional one model which is being picked, which is ZXR model. That model is being converted into class B to class D, wherein the product is being now started for domestic as well as export market both. So that is the only one model which is being launched during this quarter.
Continuing on this question, sir. So Yamaha, we've seen good ramp up last year, and then it was flattish or a bit down this year. So could you give us more clarity on how do we see Yamaha business going forward, with what sort of model launch pipeline and what sort of a revenue growth do we see with Yamaha going forward?
Yeah, we awarded four business for Yamaha, and we are looking at the sales figure with the volume which is being predicted as well as export market.
Any quantum on what sort of a growth that how many models have been picked up, and what sort of and what new model launches are expected over next year?
Next year will be two models will be launched during next year. This is a complete big set.
I think your voice is breaking.
Can you hear my voice?
Yes, now I can.
I think your voice is breaking, but let me answer. I think specific data point we cannot disclose, but directionally what Mr. Rajesh Sharma mentioned, there are several projects in the pipeline, and the business pipeline with Yamaha looks robust. But specific volume number we won't be able to give you.
Sure. So, last question is regarding the order book. So, if you see in last 1 year, our outperformance with respect to two-wheel industry has been a bit low. So, what percentage of our existing order book is currently from LED then? What sort of a penetration growth could we see in the next 1 or 2 years, given the fact that there are penetration numbers?
Yeah, so on the new orders, for the current quarter, our LED share is 51%. This has increased from 46-47 that was there sequentially in the previous quarter. The new order book that is there, most of the projects are on the LED side. So we expect this number to bump up significantly as we move forward. We had always guided towards 60, but we think this should move more towards 65-70%.
Sure, I'll join that with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dishant Jain from Quasar Capital Partners. Please go ahead. The participant got disconnected. The next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, when I look at FAME's revenue growth over the last several years, 8-10 years, there has always been a reasonable outperformance over the underlying two-wheeler industry. Now, when I look at the last quarter, the two-wheeler industry grew 19% and FAME has grown 10%. And even for the nine-month period, there is not much outperformance this year that FAME has over the underlying two-wheeler industry. So what is causing this and when is this kind of likely to change?
Yeah, so couple of points there. I think if you look at first the H1, the two-wheeler industry volumes have been pretty flat in H1. Now, if you look at the current quarter, you're absolutely right. The industry has grown 19%, but that is in volume terms. What we are reporting is more our value terms and hence, you know, a disconnect. I think structurally, we continue to, in fact, maintain our market share. If anything, we have sort of got several new orders from our existing customers. So there is no loss of market share. What has happened is that there have been a couple of models. So for example, with Honda, there has been a model which was launched for 100cc Honda Rise. Shine 3. Now that model has done good volumes and we are not there present in that. It is a low cost entry model for Honda. So I think some of these, because of these numbers, sometimes you get the impression that there is distortion of figures, but otherwise we continue to have the market share and, you know, over the next several quarters, you will see that our product mix comes into play and we will continue to offer.
Got it. And I think to the previous question, you answered that you expect the LED share to rise eventually to 65-70%. That is as a percentage on the revenue side or on the volume side, total volumes, you expect that kind of share?
Volume
side.
Revenue. This is on revenue. We reported on our revenue.
Right. So when you say new order share, revenue share is 51%, that is not too different from what your current revenue share is, right? Within lighting, if I look at your revenue share, even today, yeah, LED ratio is kind of 51-52%.
So as a company, we are at 51% of all automotive lighting that we are doing, 51% is LED. This share at a company level will gradually shift towards 65-70%, driven by the new pipeline that we have.
Okay. But in the last quarter order book that you were saying, it is still at 51% only, right?
No. So we are talking order book and LED share are separate items. We are saying LED share for the company
today.
Okay. Today stands at 51, was 47 last quarter. This will keep moving up towards 65-70%. Now the driver of that is the new order book that we have, and that order book predominantly is mostly LED, and which is why structurally we are moving for higher LED share.
Got it. And on the EV two-wheeler side, post the kind of, you know, government being tighter on the FAME subsidies, we have seen some of the smaller EV two-wheeler players are struggling with the volumes. So how are you kind of placed with some of the larger EV two-wheeler players and, you know, how do you see your EV share panning out over the next 2-3 years?
I think we currently work with more than 35 EV players, which are either small, medium, big. The largest of them, the middle and even the lowest end. So we are pretty much hedged in terms of, you know, who is able to gain market share. Obviously, the top player today is the likes of the Olas or TVS. We work with all of them and our share continues to grow.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dishant Jain from Quasar Capital Partner. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir, can you help me with the volume growth for 2-3 or 9 months?
See, what we shared, this is, we don't give the numbers in the volume. and you already have the growth in the revenue terms, the value terms.
Okay. And my sir, just wanted to get an update on the Sonipat power plant. Like, are we facing any capacity constraint due to that power plant which is affecting our volumes right now? Just wanted to check on that plant.
No, actually, if you see what we submitted already, the information we keep updated, the production was resumed within 3 days, and whatever we are doing is it will be quite fast, the restoration of all the facilities. As far as the capacity constraint is concerned, this is not there.
Okay. And sir, any update on the insurance claim, like, which I get to be received? Any update on that?
This is under process.
Okay, that's all our question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Viraj Kacharia from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. Now, if you look at the sales breakup which we share in the presentation, the reason why the sales performance has been relatively weaker compared to the two-wheeler growth is, you know, if you see the others products, that has declined, and even the plastic product segment has seen a flat growth. So the lighting business continues to see a very healthy performance. So if you can just give some perspective, what is causing a muted or a degrowth in X of lighting, you know, product segments? And if one has to understand the drivers of growth in these two segments in coming years, what would that be?
I think you are referring the plastic parts and the rear view mirror parts, if I am correctly understood.
Plastic and then others.
Oh, others, okay. So you have to see that our main product line is always the lighting and other the rear view mirror. So whatever is the requirement of the customer, what we are doing, the plastic parts and other is always remain as per the customer requirement. But the main why this percentage is showing less growth, because the growth has happened more into the lighting. So this is the only reason.
No, sir, what I'm asking is why the product, plastic product segment is, what is causing a flat growth in plastic product segment? And similarly, if I look at others, right, we've been trying to introduce new products for last, you know, many years also. So in other products also, what is causing the degrowth? Because that is the only reason why overall sales performance has been relatively, on a relative basis, lower than what the end market has grown.
See, some of the growth that you are talking in plastic is also softening of the raw material costs. Therefore, it is not reflecting as a revenue growth. While we understand we need to focus on these products more, which is coming in our strategy, we will in future focus more. Our current focus is more on our prime product, which is lighting.
Okay. Second question, sir, was, you know, if you can, this is Mr. Sani. So first of all, congratulations to you and the team, you know, and to Mr. Jain as well, you know, on this milestone of breakthrough in PV. Just a couple of questions there. One is, what will be the size of order indicatively? And second is, you know, one has to understand the top 5 KPIs for you or the major milestones. What would that be, and where are we right now in that journey?
So, see, at this moment, we are not able to disclose the right numbers and details. So, it's an important point today was to make an entry into four-wheeler, and that too of the top-end product, which is a full LED headlamp. What it matters now, what it does to us is, we create a right infrastructure to develop such complicated products for OEMs, not only for Europe, but also for Indian market. That makes us future ready as FIAM Industries into four-wheeler segment. And with this, we are now armed to approach Indian OEMs as well. And this is in final stages as intimated by Chairman. And in future, we do see a good growth in this segment. However, I must tell you that the lead time for development of such product is high in four-wheeler. So therefore, we are not talking about any numbers at this moment.
Okay, and the question on, so in terms of the major milestones for you, say either when before you start putting in any major capex, or and also in terms of the breakthrough, you know, say in Europe, What we understand globally, the market is very concentrated between the top 3-4 players. You know, they would have more than 70-75% share. So for us, who is kind of venturing into four-wheeler space for the first time, what has enabled us to gain share, especially in the export market in Europe?
See, our strategy is to move step by step and in a strong manner. We don't want to commit errors. So we don't want to jump and get into very big OEMs and order. We need to first create right infrastructure to support our customers and move step by step. So as you talked of KPI, as I told you, the next step is to make entry into some of the OEMs in India. And we are actually at very close to doing that. And then start in a small manner. And then gradually, once we prove ourselves, I am sure our customers will respect us by giving us bigger orders.
Okay. Just two more questions, if I may. One is on the employee cost. If you see, there's been a healthy jump in last 2-3 quarters, I'm put on a year-on-year basis. So any one-off in this, or, you know, what is causing this? And second is on the Gogoro, tie-up we have. Any update you can give in terms of the scale of operation and how do we see it?
So this first is about this employee cost. If you see that it is a result of two things. One is that our four-wheeler team has increased and we are, the resources are being there for design and development. That is one factor. One is the small impact that in the last, there is a shutdown also for some days. So that also impact because production is less. His next question was about the Gogoro, right?
Yes.
So I think
the commercial production is not
so.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. So about Gogoro, Gogoro have launched first model. That model is mainly be launched for the B2B. Now, the coming year, they are planning to have a B2C. Their volume we can foresee during next year. So as of now, they have not yet started the mass production. They produce a very small quantity and looking for the good business from B2B segment only as of now.
Okay. So I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi. If I look at the revenue from other OEMs, and I suppose the electric two-wheeler OEMs would be in this category, that saw 7% year-on-year degrowth. While, if you look at the numbers for Ola, this quarter, they have seen a very healthy growth. So what is causing this growth in the revenue from others? Is it like from the other OEMs? How is it?
Okay, so your observation is correct. These other OEMs are all other than top four, which report separately. And as far as the percentage is concerned, what is down or up? It is because this is so many customers are there, every big and small, except these four, every small customer or even the other OEMs are in there. So there is always a change in the business, so this is happening. Otherwise, there is no big reason of any difference.
So just to support this, I think we can confirm there is no loss of business share. We supply as per the demand and the production of the OEM. So if OEM production is less, then naturally the revenue will be less. But it is not at the cost of losing any business to competition.
Get that. So apart from Ola, would you be able to share which are the other key top EV two-wheeler OEMs for you?
Ola is actually top actually.
And no other. So TVS is there.
Ola, Bounce, TVS.
Bounce, TVS.
I will update. Ola is number one. Then TVS, Simple Energy, Ultraviolet, Ampere, Okinawa, Revolt. These are the major customers to whom we are working as of now.
Get that. And the TVS volumes would be categorized as for TVS, I suppose, not in the others category. For the electric two wheeler?
Yes. Within TVS.
Okay. And for Hero MotoCorp, apart from the Harley Davidson model, they have launched a couple of other models. Like I think there's a Zoom scooter which is coming with LED headlights, and Charisma also they are launching a model. So are we supplying to any of these new models?
No, these two models, whatever you named, are not of our portfolio. We are, the new launch will be during next month, which is having our FM products within this. And further on, during the next year, we will be expecting two new models wherein the complete presence of FM is there.
Get that. Thanks, that's all from my side.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
The next question is from the line of Varun Arora from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So can you repeat your employee cost surgeons, your situation? I didn't get your point.
So the question was about some increase in the employee cost during the quarter.
Yes, sir.
What we expect.
Yes, sir. Please.
Yeah. So the reason is, one is the new team is joining in the four-wheeler, and other is there is small impact of the shutdown also in the last second half happened for some days.
Okay, sir. So what is your outlook for next quarter as well as for FY25? What sort of growth you are seeing now, if you can enlighten us?
I think overall the two-wheeler industry, as I think H2 we've always maintained, is looking better, and we continue to maintain that quarter four looks optimistic. And not just quarter four, as we look ahead for the next year, FY25, we see all roadblocks being removed, so to speak, from as far as the growth is concerned. And I think the two-wheeler industry will grow well, and we should grow even better.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, by the way, on LED share, so you said 65-70% you will achieve. So, by what timeline you are looking at this number? Since we are at now 51%, so by what timeline you will be there, sir?
65. Yeah. So, between 2 to 3 years is what this outlook is for.
Okay. Okay, sir. And so on Hero, coming back to the previous participant question, so you said by next quarter, Hero will launch a couple of products like this, you said, no? This is just for clarification, yeah. I need, sir.
Next quarter will be one model, wherein next year will be couple of models.
And are you also there in, they recently launched the Extreme 125R Maverick 440. So are you guys there?
No, we are not doing that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead. Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, Arnavin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations to Jen sir and Vinny sir for the breakthrough in four-wheeler space. My question is, what was the contribution from the EV two-wheeler in the revenue in 3Q?
So, this EV is 5.6%.
Okay. And can you just guide us with, I think there were a couple of new model launches that were expected to come in Q4 this year. I understand Hero there is one and Yamaha there is, I think, 2-3. Correct me if I'm wrong. Any other launches expected in Q4?
That is Yazio
will also launch during Q4. Yazio's new model is coming during Q4.
That's all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
For the opportunity again. This clarification, this orders on the four-wheeler side that you said European customer, is it an export order or you are supplying domestically to a European OEM?
It's an export order.
Okay, you'll be exporting. Well, normally, we see, you know, LED headlamps is not a, or headlamps as such is not a product which kind of travels very easily.
Yes. Surprising. Yes, it does, but we offered a value proposition to them and not in cost, but in the times, the speed of development, and therefore we could get this order. So then in overall scheme of things, we were selected for this source.
Got it. Second question is on TVS. So Honda, you explained, right, that there was a particular model which is doing well and hence maybe you. Compared to overall Honda volumes, you are not doing that well. Even on TVS, when I look at the last 5-year CAGR also, your revenue CAGR is 5%. Now, TVS volume CAGR itself is 5%, and given the LED penetration, their overall revenue CAGR would have been much higher. So it seems we have lost some share of business within TVS also at an overall level. So what is kind of causing that?
No, we haven't lost any share. In fact, we have gained share. So I don't know what figures you are talking about. Our TVS numbers, even if you look at in the current quarter, has our sales have increased 27%. So I don't know what figures you are quoting, but we continue to maintain our market share.
Okay, well, I was looking at slightly longer term numbers, FY19 to FY24. And it seems there is almost only like a 5% kind of CAGR in revenues over that period.
I think you are probably value volume is getting mixed. I think if we take like to like, we are very confident we would have not lost anything at all. But we can come back with a detailed data point for you.
Sure. That would be useful. Last question. So, you know, we see a lot of two-wheeler auto ancillary companies. Given that there is a big kind of one-time shift happening in the industry where industry is moving from ICE to EV, are entering new components. Any plans on the FAME side?
Yes, we had already announced during our last quarter because with Gogoro, we have tie up to make a hub motor and motor controller. And coming forward, we will be in ECU also. So this model, this production will start during first quarter of next year. We are just now installing the studies and we will be ready to explore the market with these two products as of now, motor controller and hub motor during next year.
Okay. And this is for Gogoro only right now, right? Or any other OEMs also we have on?
This will be initially with Gogoro and further on we will explore the new customers also.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Viraj Kacharia from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. On Hero, so you know, what we understand, they are looking at upgrading the existing major brands they have in terms of the aesthetic part. And the current supplier seems to have challenges when it comes to LED capabilities. So are there any discussions around order wins for the existing major brands they have, or the pipeline you talked about is largely for new model portfolio?
Yeah, as of now, we are working for the new model. As and when we will get the opportunity for the existing models wherein any problem is faced by customer, we are ready for that, for accepting this because we have a capacity and capability available with us.
Second question is on the PV announcement. So just trying to understand which OE would this be in terms of supply? The reason, again, I'm trying to ask you, what you said in terms of the entry strategy, that we're not looking to compete directly with the MNCs head on. And if you look at the market structure there also, you have most of the likes of VW, BMW and all. So they are kind of supplying across the board, right, from mass market to on. So just trying to understand what segment and OE which we are looking to cater initially.
So we are catering to a niche segment to start with, but with high technology product. And at this moment, we are unable to disclose all details, but that is all part of our strategy. But like you are aware, a company has to prepare very well for addressing this kind of a market, which demands high quality and high technology. So this is part of our strategy, and we are moving as per that.
So when you say niche segment, is it within the passenger vehicle segment or it's a different application segment altogether? And is it like a
passenger vehicle? It is a passenger car.
And is it more for fresh order or it's a, we are a more for second source supplier to them?
It's a fresh and it's a new development. We are doing complete design and development.
Okay, just last question.
It is not built to print.
Yeah. Understood. So I understand this is the initial order we have, and we're also talking to other OEs in India. But in terms of say, one has to look in terms of say the milestone for investment in a facility. What are you be looking at in terms of the milestone before putting or committing to a large investment?
See, normally the milestone for any new plant is one order which justifies a capex. So we are very prudent in deciding on capex and a new plant. So for example, any order which is for, let's say, India, 50,000 to 100,000 vehicle set is the right quantity to set up a new plant. So this is our journey and we will go step by step. And at appropriate time, we will inform about setting up new plant when we are ready for such big orders.
Okay. But, so I understand, you know, this may be a more of a chicken egg kind of a situation, but in your interaction, say, with the OEs, especially in India, wouldn't this be also be one of the major barriers in terms of getting the business, because, you know, they may want a dedicated setup when it comes to four-wheeler, and right now we don't have any such infrastructure in place. So in terms of our approach also, would we be open to setting up this capex, you know, even before we get any order, or how are we kind of approaching this whole?
It is not prudent to set up a capex or a new plant without the order, because lighting is a highly capital intensive unit. However, I want to tell you, we have entire facilities available with us to convince our customers. Our existing plants will get approved and they are in the final stages of approval, because customer sees our management and the experience in building up the product which we have. So we will invest very judiciously and we'll be very prudent in our capital investment, as it is very important to do it at appropriate time.
Okay, because just one more, in terms of investment also in P&L, right? You said that a lot of resources we have added, a lot of investment in tech capabilities build up we have done even before we got the order. So in terms of investment, we have kind of front loaded a lot of that in the P&L already. One has to look, understand, you know, say the annual investment in P&L we have been doing, what would that be roughly?
It is just the manpower, technology cost that we are talking. We have not ordered any machines. It is like softwares and the skill that we have.
No, I understand. I'm just talking on that perspective as well. Just indicatively, is it like more like a 15-20 crore kind of investment in P&L?
It is too premature to give you any number. At appropriate time, if we have a right business plan in place, we will keep you informed.
Okay, fine, sure. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Smith from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. Sir, my question is regarding wallet share in, say, headlamp, tail lamp, etc., with the OEMs that you have.
So, this wallet share actually we share on the yearly basis, and I am sharing this wallet share on the for the last financial year, FY22-23.
Okay.
I start with TVS. For headlamp, we are having 68%, and for lamp is 86%. Winkar 85%, RVM 62%, and DRL we are 100%, and license lamp is almost 100%, 95%. For Yama, headlamp is 83%, tail lamp is 63%, Winkar is 10%, and RVM is 82%. Position lamp we are 50%. For Suzuki, headlamp is 71%, tail lamp is also 71%, and Winkar is 4%, RVM 100%. Reflector is 100% and license lamp is also 100%. For HMSI, headlamp is 40%, tail lamp is 76% and Winkar is 85%, RVM is 100%. For position lamp and reflector, it is 100%. These are the for FY22-23.
Thank you, sir. And one more question regarding some other products which we had mentioned in our annual report. That is a USB charger and DAPS sensor with a technical assistance arrangement that we have with Toyota and so. So, any light on that regarding some timelines or what stage of development the product is in and when can we expect the product to contribute to revenue?
So, this is with our existing technology partner, that is Toyota and so. So maybe it is too early to talk about this. Maybe in next year we will update you and anything else.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav from Trescent Capital. Please go ahead.
So for the motor control unit product, can you provide some detail on what stage are we in terms of product development and details on like when can it be launched or yeah?
Yes,
Hub motor and motor controller, we are already supplying FKD as of now to Gogoro, wherein our all equipments are on the way transferred from Taiwan, which we will be expecting by mid of next month. And 1 month is required just to have installation of this. So by next year, first quarter, we will resume our production for complete domestic assemblies of hub motor and motor controller.
Just a follow up, will it require like investment in a team? Because motor control unit is, my sense is very software and electronic intensive. So, what kind of development effort will it require?
We have already available, SFT lines are already available with us, and the software and other circuit design, everything is being as of now provided by our partner Gogoro. So we will start the production with the facilities available with us, wherein the specific assembly line and the testing machines are under transit right now, which will be installed shortly, and by first quarter we will start the production.
Sir, what is the thought on this? Like, will it be localized, or what percentage of localization will there be for this product?
So we are working to localize by more than 75% of the product, wherein 25% will be the electronic component, which will of course be imported from outside only.
Get it. Thanks. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil.
I would like to thank the management first of all for very patiently and elaborately answering all the questions. On behalf of Monarch Networth, I would also like to thank all the participants for joining the call. Jain sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
Sure. I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately address all your queries. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good day and good evening.
On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.